It's very concerning to see that as high as 28% of those who were inspected ended up getting a penalty. And really, I just don't think it's acceptable from that it's that high from the Department of Agriculture. And it points to me the need to ensure that there's a fairer and more proportionate inspection and penalty regime taken by the Department of Agriculture. I know there's a review ongoing at the moment of the appeal system and of the inspection system, and I think it's absolutely crucial that we see the department take a more understanding approach of the demands on farmers, and that they actually do allow farmers the opportunity to address issues that may be raised in inspections. Because really, when you consider the responsibility on farmers and indeed the great efforts they go to ensure they're compliant, it's very alarming to see that up to 28% of those who were inspected actually ended up with penalties of one description or another.
So is it a case that the current criteria under the inspection is just too strict on farmers?
Yeah, I think we have seen an increase over the last number of years, and I think that does come down to the way the department are approaching the inspection system and indeed the penalty system, and it's something that needs to be reviewed. I do know farmers make tremendous efforts to comply with the requirements that are on them. There's big requirements on farmers in relation to the various schemes that are in place, and it's important that there is opportunity given whether on inspection some items that need to be amended or dealt with, that farmers are given the opportunity to do that rather than move to a penalty system and to imposing fines. And I think it's important now that we see the actual dynamic behind this increase addressed and a more proportionate approach taken by the Department of Agriculture from here on.